John.
Yeah, I know. I'll pay the phone.
Hey, Coach, we saw on an injury report today that Jaden Ivey was assigned to the G League. Is there any insight that you can share about where he is at his recovery as of right now?
Obviously he's making progress, but assigning him there allows him to get some live court work. So obviously that's the next step in the progression before we get him back on the floor. So, you know, hopefully everything goes positively there, and then we'll be able to take the next step.
Coach, as the team gets healthier as a whole, what's kind of your process as far as integrating players back into the lineup without kind of disrupting the chemistry you all have now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the chemistry runs through the group. You know, whoever's on the floor plays Pistons basketball, so that makes it easy. Everybody understands who they are and how they help the team, so it doesn't change, you know, much for us. You know, us as coaches, we'll have to work through rotations and stuff like that, but as far as when guys are on the floor, like, they just play to their strengths. So as long as they're playing to their strengths, playing selflessly, playing Pistons basketball, it, you know, can be easy. You know, our tough times or, you know, bumpy moments going to happen, sure, as guys try to catch their rhythm and those types of things. But as long as we compete at the level we're competing at, hold ourselves to our standards, like, we can live with that.
JB, to that point, talk about in the NBA, being able to coach the guys hard, hold them accountable, and they not quit on you. You coach your team very, very hard. Talk about how having a group who will take that coaching very well.
I mean, you know, that's the best part of our job, is having guys that are coachable. And our guys love it, right? Like, our guys love to be challenged. They understand the reason why, you know, we coach them the way that we do. They know that this isn't a personal thing. This isn't just to be critical. This is to try to get the best out of them. And, you know, what you guys aren't able to see are how we build relationships with our guys on a real genuine level. You know, it's not phony. Like, we care about our guys deeply, and we have a lot of fun together. But they understand when the game is on the line, like, that competitive juice comes out in all of us. And it's our responsibility as coaches, you know, to hold them to our standard and push them so that they can continue to grow and get better, which is what our group wants.
Coach, kind of on a similar point, the other night in Philadelphia, you referred to a bunch of guys on your team as nasty dogs, and you said that you really thrive in controlling the chaos. Can you go a little bit more in depth on what you meant by that statement and how you've helped to forge to that identity?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, the theme for us coming into this season was control the chaos. We wanted to create the chaos, but we want to be in control of it as well. And that's all the stuff that comes with the game and in the position we're in, you know, all the distractions, all the noise, you know, other people's expectations and all those things. We didn't want those things to come in and impact how we played or how we competed. Also, last year for us, and it's still a, you know, place of growth for us, sometimes we, and I include myself in that, would get a little too emotional and it would impact how we did our jobs. Now, you know, we want to be able to get to that place where we're towing that line, but we want to push people's buttons and make them a little emotional, but be able to hold ourselves to our standard and still continue to play. So the message of controlling the chaos is we want to dictate when the chaos happens, right? Defensively, you know, we want to speed you up. We want to turn you over. We want to get deflections. But offensively, we want to be settled and calm. So it's kind of a combination of all those things.
Coach, on this current win streak, a couple of these games have gone down to the last couple of possessions. The Knicks playoff series last season, that was really only decided by a couple of possessions. That, you know, a couple of going the other way, maybe you win that series. But just how much did that series maybe teach your guys about closing out games and finishing off the job?
Well, you understand the value of possession basketball games and just how important they are. And it's not just, you know, that last play. It's a play in the third quarter that can have a big impact. You know, it's a decision you make where you pick up a third foul, you know, in the second quarter early. Like, all those small things and those details, I think that series gave our guys a great outlook on just how important they are. You know, obviously we would have loved to have won that series, but I think there were valuable lessons learned for us going through that experience and understanding just how important those small things are.
All right, guys.
Coaches, talking with Quinn Snyder across the way, talked about their collective identity, and obviously they put it together really well here coming off their road trip. when you look at Atlanta and how they've been playing, what is the biggest concern for you or the biggest challenge for you guys tonight?
I think they've taken a huge leap defensively in watching them. You know, the length and size that they have on the floor, the way they're able to turn teams over. And I think in this stretch, you know, they're averaging close to 20 fast break points a game. So they're turning teams over, getting out in transition and creating easy opportunities, shooting 50% in transition from the three-point line. So we got to make sure we do a great job of, you know, turning this game into a game where we dictate the style of the fight. You know, we don't want to be just up and down with them. We want to be in position where we can put our body on them, be physical with them, and see what happens from there.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.